It's September 27th, 2023, and these are your headlines. So first, an update. Yesterday, we talked about Colony Ridge, the illegal alien housing development north of Houston that has attracted crime and national attention. We mentioned that Governor Greg Abbott could ask the legislature to address the issue in an upcoming special session if he so chooses. That's within his power. Now it seems he's chosen to do so. Earlier this morning, during an interview on Fox News, Governor Abbott said he would add the issue to an upcoming special session to take place in 2 weeks. Taken literally, that would mean October 11th, although it could be any time maybe during that week. This is really big news for those who have been following this issue and for those who want to make sure that these kind of magnets don't pop up in other parts of the state. We also know school choice and potentially some other education-related issues will be on that special session call. When it does come down, and we've mentioned before, a special session also means another chance for members of the House to vote for a new speaker, something that has to be concerning Dade Phelan right now, as the Republican Party of Texas and a growing number of lawmakers say they want to see him resign. As far as more details on this special session, as we're recording this afternoon, Governor Abbott has not officially made his announcement of when the special session will take place or what issues will be on the call, not officially. That could change if he decides to do so later in the day. And of course, we'll have the story up as soon as that happens at texasscorecard.com when he does. In Texas, we had a whole bunch of new laws go into effect on September 1st, earlier this month. And while most of those are now the law of the land, some of them have been held up in court since then, many of them having to do with protecting children. It can admittedly be rather difficult at times to ascertain which laws are in effect and which have been blocked by the court. So we've got a couple updates today to help us keep track. One of those is House Bill 900 by State Representative Jared Patterson, dubbed the Reader Act. The law prohibits school libraries from housing materials that are sexually explicit, vulgar, or otherwise educationally unsuitable. It also sets up state standards for keeping inappropriate sexual content from all school libraries and classrooms. And the new state law requires vendors to rate and label books based on sexual content. Vendors that fail to comply won't be able to sell books to Texas schools. That law was blocked by a U.S. district judge last week. Shortly after the judge handed down his ruling, though, it was quickly appealed by the state and moved to the Fifth Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where on Tuesday, the court stayed the injunction until a further order from the court is entered, meaning essentially HB 900 is allowed to go back into effect for now. And this is certainly good news for parents and pro-family organizations and activists that have been fighting for this. It was one of the legislative priorities of the Republican Party of Texas. Unfortunately, there's been another speed bump with another piece of legislation, Senate Bill 12. That law is designed to prevent sexually explicit shows, like drag shows, from targeting minors, children. A federal judge, David Hittner, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, ruled that the new law violated the First Amendment. This, too, is expected to be appealed quickly to the Fifth Circuit, and we'll be following what happens there. It is amazing, though, to see just how far the left will go in order to sexualize children in Texas. Lastly, how's this for a bad apple? A Texas teacher who allegedly shot and killed his wife was arrested and charged with murder following a five-hour standoff with Houston police. James Anderson, age 37, is a special education teacher in Cleveland Independent School District. According to a report by Fox 26 Houston, Anderson headed the special education department at the district's Santa Fe Middle School. If Cleveland ISD sounds familiar, you've been paying attention. That's the same school district that has been overwhelmed with population growth from the Colony Ridge development and has recently reported a string of drug overdoses inside its schools. The shooting occurred Sunday night at the couple's home in Kingwood. Their three-year-old son was inside the house at the time of the shooting, but Anderson released him to police unharmed. Anderson was booked into Harris County Jail and held on a $300,000 bond. The school district says they have placed him on administrative leave while it's being investigated. In May, another Texas teacher was involved in a domestic dispute that turned violent. That was in Mansfield ISD, where middle school teacher Thomas Boykin allegedly shot his children after arguing with his wife, a principal in the district. The children survived their injuries, and Boykin was charged with 3 felony counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Check out more of today's stories at TexasScorecard.com.